listening
to the Modern Horrors
Podcast Network. Lovelies, and welcome to the 70th episode of Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
And we are in the same room right now.
What?
I'm totally gushing. I'm so excited. We're recording together in the same space. We are at a beach house in Newport Beach, which is amazing, by the way.
NBD.
And it's fantastic. Carly is literally, and like I'm touching her right now. It's fantastic. I'm so excited about it. And welcome back for the final chapter of the 80s Were Weird Month. We are ending our journey with Society and Basket Case. For you new listeners, if you haven't seen these films yet, we are a spoiler heavy podcast. So be sure to check them out first. Society is streaming on Amazon, and Shudder and Basket Case. And Basket Case is shutting. Oh my God.
What?
Let me try that again.
We had really big margaritas if you don't follow us on Instagram or Twitter or Patreon.
Yeah, if you we just drank giant margaritas.
32-ounce margaritas.
We're celebrating our reunion. We are a spoiler-heavy podcast, so listen at your own risk. Society is streaming on Amazon, and Shudder and Basket Case is only on Shudder. So feel free to check those out before continuing if you were a spoiler-sensitive listener.
Also, you may hear some show tunes in the background.
Yeah, so...
Don't be scared.
So basically, the fact that we're together is because of my husband's family, who has a beach house that they get to stay at in Newport Beach, which is near LA. We're hanging out here, and they like show tunes, so there's show tunes in the background. If you hear them...
I may start singing also to enhance them even more.
It's just the way it is. We're kind of wasted. I'm just warning you now. I don't know how this is going
to
go.
Welcome to the 70th episode.
But before we jump into those movies, let's get started with the segment that we like to call...
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is Unsane, with a theatrical release of March 23rd. It's directed by Steven Soderbergh,
Soderbergh.
Thank you, Carly.
You're welcome.
Who has previously directed Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Traffic, Aaron Brockovich,
and
Magic Mike, of course.
Woo-choo! What is that?
Is that the sound you make when you think of Magic Mike?
Woo-choo! That just came out, too.
We had the biggest margaritas you've ever seen. The writers are Jonathan Bernstein and James Greer, who previously worked on Larry the Cable Guy Health Inspector and The Spy Next Door.
So you know it's going to be great.
You know it's going to be
already
fantastic.
The quality is there.
The IMDb summary is, a young woman is involuntarily committed to a mental institution where she is confronted by her greatest fear, but is it real or a product of her delusion?
Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly, Carly. Thank you. I thought that this actually looked pretty good.
I feel like it did because it's honestly like, I mean, not my biggest fear. I have other bigger fears. But, I mean, once you're like in an like committed to
she
a
accidentally
mental institution,
committed herself.
You're just fucked because if you're like, I'm sane, this person's following me. Like, people are gonna be like, yep, they're following you. You're crazy.
Yeah,
like you're just fucked.
Sure,
at that point.
But also, there is some weird stuff going on in this trailer where I feel like the character is crazy. Also, it's not. It has moments where it looks fantastic, and then it has moments where it looks super low budget.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't really get it.
I mean, yeah. I feel like it could go either way, to be honest.
Sure. I mean, it's just funny because sometimes it looks fantastic and sometimes it looks god-awful. And I don't really know why that is. I don't know if it's a camera effect thing that they're doing in the movie that we don't see in the trailer. But it's funky and it kind of takes me out of it. But I think all in all, the storyline is interesting. The acting seems decent. This is something fairly different than we've seen before. So I'm down.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. I'd like to see where it goes. I'm not super confident that it's going to be awesome, though.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I feel like Key Fingers has me jaded. Yeah, with good trailers, if we're going to be honest with ourselves.
I recently re-listened to the episode where we did Key Fingers as the trailer.
Yeah.
That new Insidious movie, and we were so into it.
Yeah.
After I saw it, and I was like, wow, I was so stupid. This was terrible.
Yeah.
But it looked fantastic in the trailer, and it might be one of those. I agree, Carly.
So, yeah. That's where I'm at.
All right.
Do you have anything else to say?
No, but I'm also a little bit scared to go into society.
I'm also terrified. So, why don't we just get started?
Okay.
So, we are going to start with Society from 1989. Directed by Brian Yuzna of Bride of Reanimator, Return of the Living Dead 3,
yeah.
And The Dentist fame.
Mm-hmm.
Written by Rick Fry, Woody Keith, both who did Bride of Reanimator. The IMDb summary is an ordinary teenage boy discovers his family is part of a gruesome orgy cult for the social elite.
I mean, that's accurate, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Really just watch the end of this movie.
Yeah, the beginning, like the opening credits and the end will tie together perfectly for you.
I find that the middle of this movie is boring.
Boring, to say the least.
Yeah.
It's weird also.
I wish that they added some of this crazy, what did they call it, shunting? During the movie as well, but it's all, they just throw it all in the end. The shunting is what they call it, Carly.
Tell me what shunting is, Amy.
Shunting is when a person of particularly rich breeding, their mouth does something very funny and conjoins to a poor person's body and sucks their life essence out until they're dead.
Yeah, they're basically eating them. And it's really bizarre in the last little bit. I remember watching the beginning of this movie, the opening scene. Everybody's very gooey. You can see some body parts and there's this weird, like, amorphous looking blob.
During the credits, you mean?
The opening credits.
Yeah. It's very, they show the shunting during the beginning credits.
But you're like, what the fuck am I watching?
But you don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
And you're like, is that a penis? It's not a penis. Is it balls? It's not balls. But what is that hanging down? And all I could think of was the microphone situation. And I was like, that's not what it is, obviously.
No.
But like, what's happening? Everybody's really gooey. Everybody's touching each other. There's mm-hmm. this weird thing.
Sure.
I don't know. It was really weird. And then most of the movie has really nothing to do with that until you get to like the last 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's very strange. I'm not exactly sure. Yeah, the credits are, it's showing the shunting scene.
Yeah.
That's what they call it, shunting. I don't like that term, but that's the term they gave it. But yeah, it just continues. And then you don't see it again till the very end. And then you realize what you saw during the beginning. I kind of wish they didn't do that.
Yeah, everything's really weird and like oddly inappropriate. And like, I don't know, like you get your opening scene with, not your opening scene. It's probably like a little bit in when like the two boys are like playing basketball.
No.
And like the girl is up. And you can always, when the sister is interacting with the parents, you can, like, automatically see there's, like, a really, like, inappropriate kind of relationship
sure.
between them. And sure. they don't really acknowledge the son. But, like, the dad is, like, super into the daughter in, like, a really inappropriate and weird way.
Yeah, there's a lot of incestual mm-hmm. relationships here. But we don't see a ton of it because it doesn't really get into it until the end.
Yeah.
But there is... there's a disconnect. And the son, Billy, who is our main character, who has a fantastic mullet, by the way.
A like, phenomenal mullet.
The best mullet you've ever seen.
Yeah. I feel like both of our male characters have really fantastic, like, curly,
I'm really
like,
yes.
Mullet
really
situations.
Like, committed to the mullet look.
They blow dry every morning.
Every morning.
Yeah.
Really committed to the mullet. But, and thank Jesus for that,
yeah.
by the way. Like, it's just.
Hallelujah. Really. Praise the Lord for these blow-dried mullets that happen every morning that they wake up out of bed.
Like, Billy is very, not only is he committed to the mullet, but he also believes that he is a adopted child.
Yeah.
Because, A, he is brunette, and his parents and his sister are all blonde.
Yeah.
Ish.
Did you, can I, like, the first thing that I noticed about the sister was how blunt that bob was.
It was a fantastic blunt.
And I was like,
blob.
Blob. Blunt. What?
Bob.
Bob. Yeah. I was like, I could, my hair will never be that severe, I feel like.
I mean, if you had the right hairdresser, it could be.
That's, I mean, I don't, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't think I have the right
I'm
hair
just
for
saying
it.
It's something that you could do if you wanted to.
It was
to.
Impressive.
It was. It's very 80s.
Yeah.
Because
it even looks good when she's curly.
Yeah. But it's like very sexual.
Oh, in a weird, like, especially towards the end way.
She has her brother zip her up from her very fancy dress.
Yeah.
He also catches her in the shower at one point. It's very incestual.
Like with her head behind, like she's.
Well, he's intoxicated by her in the shower because her body is, like, backwards.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that he was intoxicated. I thought he was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but the fact that he looked at all is a little bit creepy. Like,
that's true.
Are you looking at your sibling in the shower ever?
I'm like, why isn't the door closed?
Exactly.
I gotta go.
Exactly. I'm not going anywhere near the shower if my sibling is showering.
No.
Especially a sibling of the opposite sex.
But I will say, like, if I saw anybody in the shower,
and their
like,
body
related or not, and their body was backwards, and I was like, that is their front torso, also their ass, what is happening?
Yeah, like, her boobs were very high, though.
Yeah.
Did you notice that? They were, like, by her neck.
Yeah, and also bigger than her boobs
Way
in real life.
Way bigger than her boobs in real life.
She really didn't have many, like, big boobs
yeah,
in real life.
Yeah, but there was a very uncomfortable scene where he caught her in the shower.
Yeah, and she was like, oh my god!
Of course. That's like, what I would say also.
But, like, also be like, you were just washing your butt, and your butt was where
in
your
the
boobs
front.
Were. I was like... I didn't imagine this. What is happening?
There's a couple moments of that in the film.
But we also have him set up at the beginning where he's also kind of crazy. Where he also, like, bites into the apple and sees all the worms. And those aren't necessarily there. So, like...
Are they, though? Like, I don't know if they are or not.
I don't know if they are either. Because he's kind of been bred and brought up to believe that what he's seeing isn't actually real.
Here's the point. We don't know what is real and what is not real. And the reason is because the script is terrible.
Accurate.
Like, it's fucking terrible. And I don't really understand the plot, really. I mean, the end is fantastic, and I'm glad the end exists. But, like, up until the end, none of it works, really.
Mm-mm.
And reading the trivia on IMDb helps me realize that they added a bunch of stuff at the beginning to try to make it work, but it doesn't quite succeed. So really just fast forward to the end and watch the end of this movie.
I agree.
Yeah.
There's really nothing in the middle that we don't get, obviously, any real character development. I mean, you might miss the, what's his face? The guy at the beginning that
David?
Is creeping in the closet.
Yeah, David's a creeper.
So he comes back at the end, but...
I don't really understand the movie until the end. And none of the stuff in between really helps you at all.
Yeah.
Although you do get to watch Billy say fuck you, butthead, to his dad.
Which comes into play later.
Yeah. We don't really know how Billy came to be with this family. We don't, because it's not his real parents.
Right.
He realizes it's not his real parents, but we don't know who his real parents are, how he came to be with this family.
What's the deal with the girl's mom?
Don't know. Really,
she eats hair.
She does. She's really into hair.
And she's got a vacant expression, but don't fuck with her daughter or she gets pissed and will sit on you.
I don't really know.
Same.
She's very strange. Really, this whole movie doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
At all. But the ending is something to watch.
It's uncomfortable as fuck.
It's, yes, AF.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable AF for sure. But I don't really know. There's no real commitment to the characters themselves.
No.
I don't feel. I don't feel super like I understood the characters.
Sure.
But I think that the ending is worth watching. But the rest of the movie, not so much.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's all just kind of weird and doesn't make sense. And to be honest, I just wanted to go to sleep. But I was like, I'm already this far in. Like, we're going to talk about it. I have to finish it.
Sure.
And so I kept on going, but I never really felt good about it.
Well, the funny thing is like, I appreciate the thought behind the film, which is society is this weird group of people that's not even the same species as the rest of society.
But they are, and they even, like, say that they're, like, aliens, and he's like, haha, we're not aliens, like.
But they do say that they're a different species.
Yeah.
And it has to do with breeding. It's a very specific, I don't know, it's very strange.
It doesn't make sense to
me. It doesn't really, but it's, I mean, I understand the merit behind it in that there's a divide between the rich and the poor of the, yeah, of the world.
I mean, they really make it apparent in that.
Sure. And that the rich are like this weird part of society that, I don't know, moves and changes and is different than the rest of society.
Yeah.
They're not really human.
Right.
But they're human-esque.
Right.
And they feed off the poor of society. I mean, I could appreciate that thought. I think that the way that the film was created doesn't make any sense, though. And it's very, the end is very shocking, though.
It's just weird. And it's like weird. It's like you're watching this movie, which is kind of building up to the end, but it's not like a build. It's like this is all of a sudden just happening, and it just gets weirder and weirder, and you're not really sure where you're on board, if you're on board. I mean, it's just really bizarre.
There's a lot of incestual things happening, and there's a lot of...
The old man touching that girl's boobs made me feel really uncomfortable. Yeah,
and she was just smiling and acting but, like, normal
throughout it. I feel like she kind of was, like, uncomfortable, like, the actress herself.
Sure.
You know, like, I felt her being like, haha, I'm supposed to be in this role, but this is weird.
Yeah.
That this guy's just, like, molesting me, basically.
By the way, was that the brunette girl, Clarissa?
No, it was the sister.
Okay. Clarissa apparently had a real relationship with Prince.
Which one's Prince?
Like, Prince in real life.
Oh. I thought you meant, like, a character in the thing.
No, like, Purple.
That's amazing. She's like a babe.
Prince, the singer.
Yeah, no, I got you now. Like,
they had a legit relationship.
She's a babe.
She was also, like, a model and stuff.
Yeah, she's a total babe.
Of course, total babe. But I just thought that was
I was like, Prince, is that a character?
Yeah, no, she had a legit relationship with him.
She looked familiar.
Yeah, she was gorgeous. I mean, this movie is insane. Like, I just don't even know really what to say about it.
I don't either, to be 100% honest. And coming into this, I was like, I don't even know what I'm going to say about it. It's like, just, I didn't like it. I didn't hate it, but it was like nothing. Like, it was so bizarre that it just made me feel weird.
I don't really know. Like, I've watched this twice now.
Oh.
The first time I watched it, I was kind of bored during the beginning, and then when the ending happened, I was like, oh, okay.
I was bored the entire middle.
But the end is so, it's something to be seen and experienced by a horror fan.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much body horror weirdness happening. There's a butthead scene by the father that is something to be experienced.
I mean, the whole thing with, like, the mom, sister, and dad was just so bizarre. Because
yes.
It was just, like, obviously, I don't know, it was, like, 80s CGI, but not really, like, puppetry.
It was all puppetry.
At its finest.
Sure, puppetry.
But not finest. And, like, I don't know, it was just so bizarre. And you're like, what the fuck am I watching?
I appreciate the merit behind it, but this film is not quite where it should be.
No.
For the horror fan. But I do think that it has a place as a cult classic, and I think that the ending is definitely something to be experienced if you are a horror fan. But I think otherwise, it's not really offering much in terms of excitement, but it is very striking at the end. There's a lot of practical effects, a lot of puppetry, a lot of really interesting things happening that are very, very disturbing, incestual elements, as well as just horrific to watch elements.
Totally.
Yeah. But how did you, when you watched it, were you just like, oh shit?
No, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, that too.
I was like, what's happening here? And then I was like, when he was submitted to the hospital and they were like, he's dead. And his friend was like, oh my God. And then he like came out. I was just like, this makes realistically no sense of why he'd go back to the house. Because
sure.
He doesn't have emotional ties to anyone. I mean, even Prince Chick. Like, he doesn't have an emotional tie to his sister. He doesn't have an emotional tie to his parents. That chick, he just seems like, you know, used him. Because he obviously doesn't know that she, like, really cared about him until she, like, tries to let him go. So, like, it makes no sense that he'd be, like, weird and, like, I'm gonna go back. Especially when his friend is like, you have to fucking leave. Like,
Clarissa was a very strange character.
She made no sense.
Really none of the characters made any sense.
Right.
Clarissa, who is the love interest of the film, really, like, her comments made no sense. I didn't find her relatable or even really anything. She said things like, lean machine jelly bean when he got naked. Okay. Oh, Billy, you're so sweet. I wonder when you lost your virginity. Weird. How do you want your tea? Cream, sugar, or do you want me to pee in it?
Yeah.
Like, just weird comments. Like, that's not how people talk.
No, and then the mom came in and that, like, added another weird element to it.
Don't find her character relatable understandable.
None
of the characters really are.
No.
Period.
They all make choices that make me say that doesn't make sense.
It's just a little too over the top.
I don't know. It's a poorly written script, to be honest.
I guess it's, yeah, it really is. But technically, like, there is some creative stuff happening at the end here that is to be watched by any horror fan who's really into the genre, just to experience it. But I think as a whole, this film is a miss. But it's really crazy and really weird and really interesting, I guess, to say the least.
Sure.
Okay. Let's take a quick break. Okay, so now we're continuing along with Basket Case from 1982. It's written and directed by Frank Henelotter, who previously directed Frankenhooker, Basket Case 2 and 3, and Chasing Banksy. Its IMDb summary is a young man carrying a big basket that contains his extremely deformed Siamese twin brother seeks vengeance on the doctors who separated them against their will. So, this was your first watching, Carly.
Yep.
How did you feel about Basket Case?
I mean, infinitely at the beginning. It was automatically more watchable than Society. to me. I enjoyed it more. I was like, okay. Because, I mean, it was bad, but, like, in a good way. Like, the acting was really terrible. Like, everything about it really is terrible, but sure. In, like, a really entertaining
it's
way.
It's really easy to watch, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really entertaining. 100%. $35,000 budget, as opposed to the $200,000 budget of Society. The gore is terrible. I mean, it's super bloody, but there's literally nothing else other than blood.
It's the stop motion.
The stop motion.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, is something to behold.
The penis.
There is a penis. We have a peen
we
on
do.
Site.
Running on the cold streets of New York City.
Sure. Very important. There's a lot of... But this movie is infinitely more entertaining to me than Society.
100%.
Although Society has a great finale, I feel like this film is super watchable throughout. Even though it's not fantastic, the dialogue's not great, the characters aren't great, the acting is pretty
terrible.
Fucking horrible, but there's something about it that's so endearing and easy to watch.
Yeah, there's so much intense screaming, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of intense
And you're
screaming.
Like, who is that? Why?
And it's a semi-creative script. I mean, if you think about it, it's a very specific type story that I've never seen before. Conjoined twins that are separated and pissed off about it and now have a vendetta because they were forcibly removed from one another is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, 100%.
And Belial, who is our monster that was separated from his brother, is somewhat of a monster.
He's a creeper, for sure.
He's got fangs. He's got claws.
He touches inappropriately.
He is a rapist.
Yep.
Quite
blatantly.
Blatantly a racist. Or not rapist.
I mean, he's not a racist.
He might be a racist. We don't know. a rapist. There's a lot of really horrifying things. It's super entertaining.
Yeah.
From beginning to end.
Yeah.
You're into it.
Yeah. And you're like, what? Even like when characters make stupid decisions, you're like, why? What is going on here?
Yeah.
Like, the hotel owner.
Sure.
Very interesting fellow.
Sure.
Very interesting fellow. Then you've got the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The dater, I guess. Why in the hell is she seeing this, like, weird...
She is obsessed with him.
She is.
From the moment she lays eyes on him.
And it's so bizarre, because even after he, like... hides her in a blanket and throws her out the door. She's like, come back to me. What's going on? Fine, I'll leave, I guess. It's so bizarre.
She saw Belial.
Yeah.
She saw
him.
And she was still Dwayne. Okay with it. She still wanted to be with Dwayne.
Yeah. What the fuck?
That could have worked out. I feel like that relationship, because she was so accepting, could have worked out.
I wasn't sure where all the blood came from.
So, there is a moment... Okay, so, backing up for those of you who haven't seen the film, Dwayne is a normal dude, and Belial is his dude in a basket that he carries around that is his brother. But he's also kind of a monster. He's a deformed creature that is basically just hands, arms, and a head. Basically, that's it. That lives in a basket.
It's very reminiscent of Krang from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Sure, sure. But he's not connected to anything.
No, he does not have a mech.
The doctors forcibly removed him from Dwayne's body. And now he's just a monster that Dwayne carries around in a basket. And they go around killing the doctors that separated them without their consent.
Sure, but also Belial is also killing whoever he feels like.
Yeah, Belial has his own emotions. So Belial has a psychic connection to Dwayne.
Yeah.
And when Dwayne falls in love with this receptionist woman, Belial does not like it.
No.
Belial also likes to rape and forcibly grab women.
Yeah.
So, because Belial can't quite find a woman of his own, he has this weird control issue.
He hides in toilets.
He does hide in toilets. He has a lot of interesting monster-like qualities. I want to say...
Not a good dude.
Yeah, he's
Belial.
I mean, we're not even sure that he's human. He might be a monster. We're not.
I mean, he's human in the fact that he was born.
He was born attached to a human.
Right.
But he has fangs.
And he's claws. Deformed. He's for sure deformed.
He 100% looks like a monster. Yeah. With a human face.
And he doesn't have, like, normal thought patterns.
Well, he can't talk like a human, but he can. He can have he has a psychic connection with his brother.
He can communicate with his brother. He can
communicate with his brother psychically, but he can't actually talk. The only noises he can actually make are that of
weird, creepy grunting.
Grunting, growling, and yelling.
Yeah.
Lots of yelling. Yeah. Really. Very much mostly yelling. But also can kind of crawl and on walls also?
I'm not entirely sure how he gets around,
to be honest. I don't understand how he works, generally speaking. But he does have thoughts and needs, as it appears. And he does not like it when Dwayne finds a woman that Dwayne likes.
No.
No. He knows when Dwayne is kissing a woman, even if it's very far away from him.
Just like Dwayne can tell when Belial's murdering a human.
Sure. They have a psychic connection because they were conjoined for so long.
My first thought is, I don't know. I would not. Once, like, the murder situation happened, I'd be the first to, like, throw Belial over.
But I'm going to tell you right now, this movie is so exciting and fun to watch.
Oh, 100%.
It's insanely ridiculous.
Because you're like, is he in the basket? Is he not in the basket?
You never know if he's in the, if he's not in the basket, watch out. Because he is
always be in your bed groping your boobs.
Yeah, you don't know. He could be groping your boobs and you wouldn't even know.
Until you woke up and there he was.
And he'd steal your underpants, too.
Yeah, what a creeper.
Total creeper. So he somehow gets, Dwayne finally gets a girlfriend. His brother finally gets a girlfriend. Somehow Belial gets on top of her.
Yeah. Yep.
And we get the impression that he is raping her.
But he doesn't have a penis.
He does not have a penis. But there is so much blood.
There's so much blood. And that's a lot what I was confused blood. About.
I'm very confused by it. I'm very confused by it.
Her boob was also a totally different color from her body. I don't know if you noticed that.
I did notice that.
I was like, she tanned because her boob is like a way different color.
I try not to body shame, so I thought maybe.
I wasn't body. I feel like it was more of like an observation. like you can tell that's not a shadow.
Sure. She had very large nipples.
She did, and they were the same color as her body. Yeah. But her boobs were not. So that's why it was noticeable.
It's fine. I tried not to.
I'll bring it up.
Fixate on it.
I was like, her boob is really white. It's like all I could think of.
I mean, tanning is a thing.
Especially
happens.
In the 80s, right? Yeah,
sure.
So that was a really weird interaction.
It was a really weird interaction. I'm not. I feel bad for Dwayne. I really like Dwayne as a person. I think everything he's doing is very noble. He's trying to be a good brother to his.
I don't have any sympathy for him, to be honest. Yeah. Because
I do.
He's bringing his. I mean, he knows that his brother is murdering people. He obviously knows enough to, like, try to keep his girlfriend away from his home because he doesn't want, his brother murdering her.
Sure.
So, like, what the fuck kind of person does it make Dwayne, that he knows his brother is a murderer, but he's still bringing him every place that
because
he goes.
Because he feels a sense of responsibility for his brother.
I would lock that shit in a basket and throw him overboard.
I mean, I don't disagree with you, but I don't think Dwayne is a bad person. And I think he just wants the boat. He wants his cake and he wants to eat it too.
He doesn't get aggressive until his brother murders his girlfriend.
I know, but he wants a girlfriend and he also wants his brother to have his vengeance. And he also wants his brother to have some sort of a life. And so he can't quite have both those things because his brother is a very jealous monster person.
I don't know. I love my brother more than any other human on this planet. And if my brother was a murderer, I would be like, we have to talk and figure this out. Or
yeah, but he's mostly murdering people that are shitty and removed him from his brother's body without their consent.
He murdered anybody, though.
But that's where it started. And it's only when he murdered his girlfriend that it became a thing.
He murdered the tenant. He, like, molested the tenant chick.
The tenant was a shitbag.
I mean, yeah, but, like...
The other woman, he didn't kill her. He copped a feel.
He did, and she was like, I gotta go.
She was mostly just freaked out, yeah, I think.
She was one of the screamers.
Yeah. But she got away okay.
Yeah.
I think it was mostly when he started going after his girlfriend that it was a thing.
I don't know. I feel like he knew, because when the first tenant died, he didn't even see that situation, and he... immediately, like, the girlfriend came to his apartment, and he was like, I don't want him to kill you, and, like, threw her out. So, like, he obviously knew that that's where this was going, is all I'm saying.
No, and I agree with you. I just think that Dwayne
is... Lock him in the damn basket.
I think Dwayne is naive, but also...
Put a lock on that freaking basket.
He didn't get to the point where he could do that before it got out of control.
He also acts like a crazy person, like, when he like, stumbles in the apartment and he's like, ah, you gotta blah, blah, blah. He's, like, yelling with it and he goes out to the house.
I just feel bad for Dwayne.
Fuck it, Dwayne.
Really? No sympathy for Dwayne.
None, because he's the one that, A, is enabling his brother by carrying him around in this basket everywhere he goes. Obviously, Belial is an able-bodied person who moves around as he pleases. He can climb buildings, apparently, because he's, like, running out the window all the time. So, like, whatever. Like, he can figure shit out on his own.
I agree, but I also feel bad for Dwayne because he's a child. You know, he's young still. He's never had a real relationship. All he wants to do is get his freak on. And every time he starts to... Belial freaks out.
Because Belial's the worst, and you should just lock him in a basket and drown him in the river.
Belial is the fucking worst.
Yeah.
But I think he has a physical and mental connection to Belial that he can't just deny.
Why?
Because it's his conjoined twin.
Whatever. He's also insane and wants to murder people.
But their dad was an awful human being. Well,
you know, you gotta move on.
I think when Auntie died... Auntie who took care of them, yep, and was loving, then this all came
to shit.
He should
have just given Belial to Auntie and been on his way.
I know, but Auntie died.
I know, but that's also not my problem.
I know, but he has an obvious psychic connection to Belial.
Whatever. I don't know. I get it. I get what you're saying.
He has a psychic loving connection to this creature.
Forget
I know.
Guy.
I agree with you. I'm just saying, like, I understand it. This movie is very heart-wrenching in that way.
Is it because of the penis?
It's not because of the penis, although we do get some peen in this movie.
I was like, finally, because I
didn't
get any.
Some peen.
Because I was expecting, because I looked up the IMDb summaries of both of these movies before I watched them, and I was like, oh, orgy, we're probably going to get penis. And I was like, and we're the peen cast, so that'll be fun to talk about. And there wasn't. It was just gooey, gross. Mouth sucking.
Yeah, a lot of mouth sucking.
A lot of shunting happening.
Yeah, shunting is what they call it. Yeah.
But then finally I was like, oh, we can talk about
finally,
that.
Finally, some peen.
Yeah, yeah, some illegal peen happening, yeah. If you'd like to.
But it was like legit natural peen, which I appreciate, yeah, and respect.
Yeah.
And it was very cold.
Tell us about the cold peen.
Well, I mean, okay, so... In real life, this movie did not have a very big budget.
Zero budget.
The total budget was $35,000, which is basically a non-existent budget for a film, especially even in the 80s.
Yeah.
So they couldn't afford a permit to film this scene. So Dwayne is supposed to be walking down the street naked. They didn't have a permit to allow for this. So they found random streets that were abandoned and... would film him walking down the street naked.
Running. Then have him, he was running.
Yeah. And then have him get in the van, which was heated, mm-hmm. warm him up, and then find another street where he could walk more. So that's how they filmed the whole thing, is they just cut together a couple scenes with him running down the street naked. They had no permits whatsoever.
Very illegal. Naked.
Nude and shots. The Belial is stop motion. Yeah. When it's moving on its own... I mean, unless it's attacking someone, in which case it's a puppet attached to a person mm-hmm. and they're freaking out. But when it's moving on its own, it's very much stop motion.
Yeah.
Which is fun to watch, but also hysterical.
Way hysterical.
Way ridiculous.
Because I was, like, watching this movie, and I was like, oh, we got some stop motion action
Yeah,
happening.
There's definitely some stop motion action happening. I just find this movie really fun to watch in general. I really enjoyed it.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you again.
Thank you again. I really enjoyed it. I would watch it again. I look forward to watching the sequels. I have not watched the sequels yet. I like it. I liked how it ended. It was a very sad ending. Mm-hmm. I liked my characters.
Bless you again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't think it made a whole lot of sense, but it was way more enjoyable for me to watch than Society, which is somewhat fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'm very happy that I started with Society.
Yeah. I think that's a good place to start.
Yeah.
They're both great to watch, but I think Society really just watched the ending. I don't think you're missing much watching the beginning.
I really don't think you need to watch any of it, but... That's fine.
If you're a horror fan, you should at least watch the end.
Sure.
There's very genuine, crazy things happening.
It's fucked.
It's totally fucked.
Yeah.
But I don't think you really need to watch, like, watch the first 5 minutes, then watch the ending.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine.
You're good.
You don't need to watch the whole thing.
Nothing happens.
The whole middle part is so boring.
I could have fallen asleep and been fine with it.
Totally. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my time with both of these films.
Sure.
So let's get started with our...
social media question of the week.
And what was our social media question this week, Carly?
Would you rather be a Belial, a deformed mass forced to live in a basket but armed with super strength and telepathy, or a Dwayne, a dutiful brother who carries around said basket, doomed to fulfill others' dreams and will never find love?
That was beautifully said, Carly.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we're starting with Twitter.
So we've got @hitem20 who says, already a deformed mass that's living in a bucket, so I will go with option number 2.
At the Giant Bee With You says, Belial. He's super strong and gets to find love all the time. Gross, weird kinds of love, nonetheless. So he's going with Belial.
All right. At Kung Fu Dracula says, have to go with Belial. In the era of Amazon Prime, I wouldn't have to leave the house, and I'd have a chump who would cover the bills. Better than mom's basement.
At the Lovecraft Tape says, Belial, most definitely, I would live in the sweetest baskets procured from Pier 1.
Oh, I like it.
Fancy basket from Pier 1.
Like it. At JPod21 Jr. says, Belial, I'd be living like a boglin? Is that right?
I don't know what a boglin is.
Me
but
either.
I mean, it's probably pretty sweet.
I'm into it.
Yeah. On Instagram, we have Welcome to Horror that says, Belial, every time!
Exploding Heads Horror Podcast says, easily, Dwayne, I would make enough money showing him to the world to make the both of us happy.
Nice. Okay. And Mi Amor e Corazon says, Dwayne, for sure.
How do you say that?
Zanal a podble?
Yep. Zanala P. Wood. Help. Says, would love to be carried around at all times in general. So, Belial. Whatever. Plus, psychic powers.
Nice. On Facebook, we have Welcome to Horror that says, Belial every time.
Repairman Jax says, I'm basically Dwayne already. Happy with that.
at Exploring Heads. Exploring Exploding Heads Horror Podcast says, easily Dwayne. I would make enough money showing him to the world to make a... We already read this one.
Yeah. We also read that. OT Gourmet Geek says, Belial, at least I would have powers, plus living in a basket is essentially how I feel in my NYC apartment.
Nice.
I guess I'd be a Dwayne, but I'd probably murder my brother.
You think?
Yeah.
I think kind of the same.
I'd sell him to science.
Yeah, I don't know that the super strength and telepathy would really matter enough for me to want to be a Belial.
Yeah, same.
I'd rather be a Dwayne and then just murder my shitty brother.
Accurate.
Yeah.
I would literally be like, hey, science, want to see something crazy?
Yeah. Here's my brother.
See you later. Maybe that makes me a shitty human.
Except if he kills science, like the people with science, and then he comes after you.
Fuck it. I'd be like ready.
I mean, at the end of this movie, he kills Dwayne anyway. He hangs him from the sign of the hotel.
Yeah, but like Dwayne's already a P word and like just makes it so easy.
Really? I like Dwayne.
I'm not into Dwayne.
I find Dwayne to be a very sweet human.
Fuck him.
I mean, I respect that. I don't really necessarily agree with that. All right, so what's going on with you, Carly?
Nothing crazy. Almost saw Basket Case at the Egyptian Theater yesterday, but I didn't. I went to Burbank instead. Yeah, no things.
We're in the same room right now.
What? We're in Newport Beach, and it's amazing.
Newport. It's beautiful. We have this amazing old creepy beach house we're hanging out at.
Yep.
Drinking giant margaritas.
The giantest of margs.
Woo! Not necessarily a thing, but something we're saying anyway.
I'm saying it every time.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
Not much.
Yeah.
Not too much.
It's a lull. There's a lull.
Yeah. You know, I did see this, like, three billboards movie.
Okay. Can I just be honest?
It's not horror related
at
all.
No, not at all. Everybody's like, it's the best movie. And I don't think it was the best movie.
I really enjoyed it.
I saw it in November. And it was, like, led to me by, like, I don't know. I heard a bunch of people being like, oh, it's so good. And, like, it was fine. Like, I enjoyed it, but I didn't love it.
See, I really liked it.
It was fun.
I think that the writing and the acting is phenomenal. I really love movies that concentrate on characters mm-hmm. and not as much on plot.
Sure.
And this is a film that really does that.
100%.
That really goes in depth in the characters. All the characters are super lovable and super hateable at the same time. Very human characters dealing with very human issues, and then like the plot is kind of second fold, I guess. I really appreciate that. I really like that. The music is also fantastic. The acting is fucking amazing. Like Woody Harrelson is off the charts fantastic.
He broke my heart in that movie.
He totally broke my heart in that movie.
Yeah.
And literally every character is fantastic. Everyone's acting their asses off in this movie. And I can't... While I understand that the plot is not quite there, I don't give a shit. Like, I don't care.
There's no resolution.
It's all about the characters and their journeys. And it really deals with that. And I think it does a fantastic job of it. Again, it's not horror-related at all.
No, not at all.
It is dealing with horrific events.
Ooh, I saw Black Panther.
Oh, I did too. Loved it. So great.
Loved it. Want to see it again immediately.
Black Panther is fantastic.
100%.
So good.
10 out of 10.
I know. I haven't even been to the movies very much. I gave my husband, because I saw Black Panther in 3D. I saw it with a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, do you want to see Black Panther? Do you want to see Three billboards, or do you want to see The Shape of Water? And he picked Three Billboards. So that's
should
what
have
we
seen
saw.
The Shape of Water.
Well, I will still see The Shape of Water.
Okay.
But it But I let him choose, and that's what he wanted to see.
Fair enough, Tony.
He fucking loved it.
Good.
So he was happy.
Good.
And so it was a good choice for him.
Good.
I still want to see The Shape of Water really badly.
Loved it.
I'm kind of glad he didn't pick Black Panther, only because I don't know. Like, I just saw it. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I got to see something different.
Especially if you don't go to the movies that
there's so many movies out that are fantastic to see right now.
So like, true.
It's a really lucky time to check those things out.
Yeah.
So I've been lucky I got to see those things.
Good.
So next week.
Yeah.
Let me just pull this up really quickly. Yay. We are going to be watching The Triangle and The Ritual, which is on Netflix, which is a huge deal right now. Oh, that's not how you spell things.
Nope.
So, if you want to see The Triangle is currently streaming on Amazon Prime. The Ritual is currently streaming on Amazon. So,
Netflix.
Netflix. So, go check those out ahead of time if you haven't seen them already. They're both fantastic movies. I really like both of them. Carly, have you seen either of these
films? I haven't seen either, and I've been wanting to watch The Ritual, but I also was like, I have to watch these other movies for the podcast, so The Ritual's been getting a little bit of the back burner.
Sure.
I'm so stoked to watch The Ritual.
I think you'll really like The Triangle also.
Awesome.
They're both solid films.
Cool.
They both aren't perfect, but they're both enjoyable, and I think it'll be a fun conversation.
I'm so excited.
A lot of dudes. Just dudes in general.
Everywhere.
And after the dude episode, we'll do a woman episode.
Yeah,
but right now we're doing a dude episode.
Yeah.
So
it's like the end of Women in Horror Month, right?
Sure.
Or women's just month in general, right?
I guess. Sure.
So then we're going to start with dudes and then we're going to get back into the women.
Black History Month and Women in Horror Month, we really did neither of those on our show itself.
Right, we did the Patreon thing.
Sure. We'll also be doing our Listener Request Month soon.
What?
I'm going to be posting, hopefully, a phone number on our Patreon soon for our patrons to request movies. And then after that, after I give them a few days of doing that, I will upload to Twitter and Instagram and Facebook our
finalists.
Not our finalists. Our phone number.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
You can call in and request a movie. Or you can, if you're overseas and don't want to do that, you can email finalgirlshorrorcast@gmail.com. If there's a specific film you want us to watch, if it's not streaming, that's okay. We'll deal. You know, it's
yeah.
a special month for our listeners. If there's something you really want us to watch that's not streaming, we will watch it for you.
Because we love you.
So we're not quite at an hour yet.
It's fine. Let's go watch the sunset.
I think we should go watch the sunset instead. So we love you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have a couple things posted live for you to enjoy since we're together finally forever. Okay. Until next week, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Bye.
Final Girls Horrorcast is sponsored by Elizabeth, Mikey H, Nick B, Black Cat, Miss Tab, and the OT Gourmet Geek. We are available to stream on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TunedIn, and pretty much anywhere else that you can stream a podcast. We are also very active on social media, so please interact with us. You can find us on Twitter at Final Girls HC, and Instagram and Facebook, just search for Final Girls Horrorcast. We also invite you to join our Final Girls discussion group on Facebook. You can find the link on our homepage.